This has been deleted from what the guy that runs the site says is a fair and balanced site. And I know that, gosh, whenever there's been crap about us printed, it sure does
doesn't get deleted.
Stay up there.
It lingers longer.
I'm sure that's random.
It was pretty interesting, and I hadn't brought it up about this guy, and no one wants to hear this in this day and age, but listen, dude, I don't care. I'm talking to this guy now, Chad Dukes, the disc jockey that loves talking about us and loves going on the XM radio message boards to trash us. Dude, they're the competition. I don't care if they're in one out of 87 cars. They're the competition.
Absolutely.
And the deal is, you would get your ass canned back in the day so quick. If somebody came to you and said, you know, hey, I work at, you know, 13Q.
Oh, if it was back in the days of program directors?
Yeah.
Where you had a sheriff at all of these radio stations and you had one guy that was responsible for that? What would a guy like a Scott Shannon have done back in that day?
Fired.
Yeah.
And this is what I don't get today. I mean, because it's the internet and anybody can post anything, that's fine. But the guy's posting on the internet as himself with a link to Live 105, our station in Baltimore.
Sounds like he's either lobbying for a job or he's just stupid. There's really no in between. And if he's lobbying for a job, I think it would be a good idea for maybe management to help him out a little bit.
It could be both.
You know, get him out there so he can sign up with XM.
I agree. I mean, and there's
this is ridiculous.
There's a part of me that thinks we're on the team with him, regardless if we like him or not. We went through this with Opie and Anthony, and it didn't work.
No.
The other guy mentioned Stern. I'll tell you something about us and Stern. You know how long we've worked on the same station and on many stages as Howard Stern? 15 years.
Right.
You know how many problems we've had with Howard and Howard with us?
Zero.
Zero. Except when he had the gag rule.
Mm-hmm.
And we only jumped in there just because we didn't like being told we couldn't say his name.
No, I mean, really, when you're talking about the length of time that we have shared airspace on the same radio stations with Howard, the fact is that barring, you know, a little word here, a little word there, we have never had the type of situation with Howard that we've had with Opie and Anthony.
We only jump on Howard when one of his idiot listeners calls and says, like, everything, you know, Howard invented everything, you're ripping him off. That's what we do. I mean, we don't spend our time saying Howard sucks, because even until he leaves, he's on our team.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the Infinity team, and
absolutely,
it is a goddamn team. And if you have somebody on your team, and I don't care, you can think you're the rebel jock, you can think that you're the guy that's, nobody tells me what to do or break the rules. Really, ass? Does anybody at that Baltimore station have the balls to call this tool in and say, listen, pal, if you like XM satellite radio so much, get your ass out of here and go get a job there?
It doesn't make any sense to me. And really, the model for this, you let this kind of crap go on. You let it continue. You let it fester. You let this kind of behavior roll along. This runs down your product. And really, I mean, you don't have to be a genius to acknowledge the fact that this is competition.
And
right?
I think you got to know that Howard's got a stiff one against XM.
Okay? Sure, of course.
So, imagine if Howard was to find out, and I guess he will now, that there's a guy that works after him on his Infinity station in Baltimore.
That'd be fun.
Who's on the XM website writing how bad Howard sucks. And incidentally, his show is on after Howard's.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be at the HF Festival, an Infinity event, handing out XM stickers.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
And the guy
make any sense unless the guy's, you know, a week or two away from going there.
And the guy's so stupid. How do we know this? He's posting it.
Yeah.
He's posting it and putting a link to the station that he's on.
Well, he's tough.
He's a rebel, Buzz.
That's right.
Oh, he's a mighty rebel.
I know. Look at him go.
He wants to wear his XM T-shirt to work. Oh, what a man you are.
Ass hat. Honest to God.
Really?
Yeah. And two-faced beyond anything. I mean, if you're going to be two-faced, you don't post it either. Post it where everybody's going to see it. You know, we could write the book on being two-faced in radio. If you're going to be two-faced in radio, you know, you basically say something to somebody, and then you talk about it on the radio.
Right.
You know, there's a chance they might not hear it. You post it on the internet, it's going to get back to everybody.
Right.
That's the way you do it.
And I don't know why people in the radio don't get it. It's like, look at the Oakland Raiders back when they were good.
Mm-hmm.
None of those guys liked each other.
Well, look at the way this radio station is.
They all played together.
The way this radio station is, and I'm sure the way other radio stations in the chain is the same kind of thing. It is so fragmented, and it is so splintered as far as management is concerned. You don't have these guys that, that basically live and die by that particular radio station. It does not exist anymore.
Well, should I just say to him, dude, you don't like Infinity? You don't like the privilege of being on the radio every day, which is with beats digging a ditch. You like this other channel so much that you got to go to the world of the great unwashed 13-year-old to post your messages and put your big F words and put big pictures of me up on there, pictures of Mike with the, you know, the Ghostbusters sign to him, say we suck, and you're on hoo-hoo Howard and calling me Mike Source. And think you're such a big man. Jesus Christ. Hiding behind your keyboard. Have you ever had the balls to say any of those things on the radio except when you attack me or my wife? Hey, that's an easy target.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go after my wife.
Or when you you know, you take that business model that you've gotten from your favorite DJs, mm-hmm. you know, which is, hey, we got a tough day today. We're going to bring in a comedian and have him do his stand-up act for 2.5 hours on a radio show. That's really making the effort.
Well, listen, just keep showing your allegiance. And listen, I don't give a rat's ass if everybody says I'm being a jive or living in the past. I'm multidimensional. You have no idea what's going on up here. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, on one hand, I hate Infinity Broadcasting because it's such a screwed-up corporation like they all are. But the truth is, I'm working for them.
Absolutely. They are the ones giving us our page.
And what that means is even when I get my maddest and yell and scream about stupid stuff like Bill O'Reilly, it's done in a way no one here gets pissed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the fact is, this is the team. It's almost like a sports team.
Right.
Would
but
we like to have better management in the sports team? Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd all like to go fight the good fight here. I think everybody would like to get the fight done. And it's just, it's frustrating. But you know what?
It would be like if,
it's what we got.
It would be like if we announced on our website, because the internet is, you know, the Wild West.
Right.
That we're going to be at Mike's restaurant on Friday night, and we're going to be handing out Sirius stickers. Mm-hmm. So come on out and Sirius. See us.
We'd be traitors.
Yeah, you know what they would do? They'd come in, they'd step on our necks and say, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
Okay? But it's okay
yeah,
for
if
this.
If we pulled that, I mean, it would be over in 15 minutes.
Right.
So listen, I just want to say to that guy and all of his buddies out there, you know, all of you internet creeps, you know, come on. And you, the guy at DCR TV, I swear to Christ, we looked at that at 2 o'clock today. 2 o'clock. We looked at it and said, boy, I'm going to read this on the air. Because the guy did all the paste and links so you can go right to this and see this and see this and see, and now it's gone.
And a word for the powers that be up in Baltimore. You know, don't underestimate anybody. Just because these guys are small little fleas, you know, this is how a radio station gets run into the ground. This is how a radio station fails. When you don't take a look at it, like each and every individual radio station is fighting the battle. Even if you're part of the chain, you still got to look at it as each radio station is an individual team. That's what it's supposed
That's
to
right.
be.
What don't you get about this? We support Stern. We support the junkies. We don't support O'Reilly, but we promote him in our own way.
He's on the team.
By mocking him, he's on the team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but we don't go out and hand out Rush Limbaugh stickers because we don't like Bill O'Reilly.
Right, exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's screwed up.
Yeah. Well, the O'Reilly situation is much different because everybody knows the situation with that.
Oh, hold on. Well, here's something about this guy, about this creep. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, I saw this cat from Baltimore, Live 105, wearing his XM satellite T-shirt, and guess what? The nipples are cut out.
Lovely. Mm. Oh, he's
beautiful.
A rebel.
Beautiful. Yeah, he's a rebel.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big man. Has he ever mentioned it on the radio? One time.
Wasn't this cat like a Danish getter for some of the shows? Wasn't that his one?
Started as an intern.
Yeah, he weaseled his way into it. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, you want to be Johnny Rebel? You want to be Mr. Shake Things Up? Why don't you get on the air tomorrow and profess your love for all these other shows?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you get on the air tomorrow and say you think Howard sucks and you think we suck? Try it for a while. Try it for a day. See how long you last. See how long before they pull your punk ass out of there.
It's weird. It doesn't make any sense. It really does not make
sense. Hey, dude.
What it is just flat out stupid.
Here's the truth. I thought you sucked since the first time I heard your piss poor copy of the Junkie Show.
Mm-hmm.
Not bothered wasting people's time on it because you are still on my team in Baltimore.
Jerk. I've never had the pleasure.
Hand out some stickers.
I've never had the pleasure.
Hold on, here we go. Why the big post was pulled.
Okay, let's see.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Hi there. Hi.
The reason the post was pulled is a friend of mine was actually signed on that post, He didn't write it. And he wrote Dave saying, hey, you need to retract this. I didn't even sign this thing. I never wrote that. So someone wrote the letter and said, hey,
So that's the first time that this guy on DCRTV is going to have somebody accountable for who they are. Right?
Exactly. And even he wrote him and said, hey, look, you know, I didn't sign it. What's the IP address of who did this? Because it shows how well...
That's easy enough to find out. Uh-huh. That guy, DCRTV, could find out who sent the whose IP address it is.
Absolutely.
I'd love to know. Jesus, let me know. I'll send him a bouquet of flowers.
All right. Well, then I must confess. Oh, thank you, Mike. Yes, it was me.
Hold on. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. I read that thing at 2 o'clock at DCRTV, too. It's funny. Going to that website, that's a... A great 12-year-old Army website, I must say.
You know, I mean, there's us and there's them, man. And you know what? I'll take our people any day of the week. Really? I swear to God, and I don't think we said that during the whole Opie and Anthony thing. Man, you can have their fan base. Honest to God. Not a lot of crossover, really. In my opinion, not a lot of crossover between their people and our people. And, man, I love our people during that whole battle. Yep. I really did. And then occasionally you'd see their people, you know, as it was trundling along, losing a muffler.
Well, Chad Dukes is one of their people.
Of course. Well, of course. He's that type of guy.
Still is. Right. Because he's such a rebel.
Uh-huh. Right.
That he hides on the internet to write bad things about Howard and us.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Be a real man. Say it on the radio. I'll say it. You're a hack. You're a freaking hack. The station had any balls at all, they call you up tonight and say, why don't you take your XM stickers and shove them up your ass? I guess.
I'm just such a ballsy guy.
As far as, I mean, with all of the tapes that we've had sent to us of them dissing us, they've never mentioned their love for XM.
Oh, okay.
You know, right. how they support the satellite radio.
Amazing.
Hello?
Hello, Don Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? I've been listening to your show for many years, ever since y'all been on the Zoo Show.
Thank you.
And, yes. That guy named Chad, he a big old punk.
Who's the punk?
The guy named Chad.
Oh, yeah, he is. And thank you for the call. Good. And, thank you so much, Dale. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how are you today?
Hi, we're doing okay.
Good. Hey, they had the perfect opportunity to step up to the plate and say something about you today, right before their show broke, for you guys to come on.
Yeah.
A caller came on with something to say about you, and they shot away from it big time. They had the perfect opportunity to step up, and that shows you that they're cool. They can't come to the plate and say,
you know, maybe management told them to shut up, or maybe
they might be getting that direct.
Maybe they're being dumped. I don't know.